عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبع هداه، وبعد، يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: والقواعد من النساء اللاتي لا يرجون نكاحا فليس عليهن جناح أن يضعن ثيابهن غير متبرجات بزينة وأن يستعففن خير لهن. Allah in this ayah, He describes specific type of ladies who they growing old till they don't have the desire to marry, desire for men, desire for intercourse in general. They are already in menopause since long time. So there is no harm for them if they put down their covering and they come out without it. What the covering means? The outdoor covering. You know, in Islam, the ladies they supposed to wear two type of cloth, indoor and outdoor. The indoor is where they show their maharim, the outdoor where it's for outside. So those old ladies, they are allowed in Islam to put the outdoor covering, and they come with the normal cloth, with the normal hijab, but with the condition is without decoration. غير متبرجات بزينة. They are not allowed to decorate themselves and to do tabarruj. Also for their face, the old ladies, they are allowed to open their face and not to cover their face like the younger ladies, but with the condition is don't decorate yourself either by makeup or perfumes, etc. So if this is the rule for the ladies who they lost or they don't have the desire for the other gender anymore, have lots of ulama who they said is a similar rule also for the men. Min babi awla. If this is for the ladies, which is a more sensitive, and absolutely the rule will be applied on the man also. In terms of what? In terms of the things that he used to be restricted because of the fitna, which means the communication, for example, talking to the man, etc. This is forbidden in Islam. You understand? But when the man already lost it 100% and there's no expectation at all from him to desire or to have such feelings, have some ulama, they said, in this situation, of the ladies, of the qawaid, of the old ladies. Why is that? They said, because the same rule and the same illah. So they put qiyas for the situation and they said, it's allowed for the old man who don't have a desire to reply the salam and to give salam for the to reply salam to him, etc. What you got in touch? That is not allowed, because when the person have the desire to touch, means he still have desire, absolutely. And that not allowed, not for the old ladies or for the old men, all the same. So this is just an opinion for some ulama, and actually according to the other evidence also and to the reality, true. Normally those kind of men, like how you described the question, the rules on them regarding a reason that could cause fitna between the two genders would be diluted on them, because it's impossible for the fitna to be exist from them. If someone said, what if there is a case for an old man helping this woman, happen on that woman, the answer is this is exceptions, and you cannot change a general rule because of an exceptions. You understand? And same thing for the qawaid. For example, the ayah that we mentioned is regarding the old ladies, isn't it? Yes, it's clear. But imagine we have one of the qawaid, but qaddar Allah, she is problematic, and really she could cause fitna to others or herself, or for herself. What's the hukm? The answer, we're gonna return back to the original rule and obligate on her to cover herself like the younger ladies. So الحكم يدور مع علته وجودا وعدما. The حكم, the judgment will be will follow its own rule according to the reasons and the means and the علل and the أسباب. General like that. So like I said, this is kind of pains for the ulama. But if you ask me about what is the best and the correct opinion, I will tell you the correct opinion is to be avoided, absolutely. but I cannot make it an obligate on you. And I said to you, لكل ساقطة لاقطة. Macam some ulama they mentioned, they said, no, actually, it's forbidden because there's no rule to make the old man exception. Only the ayah came only for the old ladies, and he is different, this and that. With all the exemptions that I mentioned to you, يعني there is absolutely is guaranteed that there is no fitna. Number two, there is not touching the issue, etc. Even with that, have lots of ulama who they forbid it and they say there is no dalil to make the old man exception like the old ladies. So with the woman supposed to be covered from him, you understand? Like how she's covered from the younger man, and also cannot talk, cannot reply salam, cannot give salam, etc. So I believe this opinion, it's more safe. But to say it's the haq and the other batil, and the mas'ala is not khilafiyya and absolutely supposed to be like that, that is difficult because the opinion is wide known among ahl al-ilm. And this is what I can say to you. Wallahu a'lam. Barakallahu.